KCX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Kentucky, sentencing, a hearing is underway for former Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in a 2020 shooting. The DOJ under the Trump administration now calling for a lesser sentence.
Brent Hankison was among several police officers executing a no-knock warrant looking for a suspect who, it turns out, was already in jail. During the raid, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her home. The 48-year-old Hankison faces up to life in prison, but the Justice Department has recommended that he serve one day. Taylor's family is furious.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Texas, state lawmakers have convened today for a special session, taking up legislation following the July 4th catastrophic flooding in Hill Country that killed at least 130 people. Fans are mourning the sudden death of Malcolm Jamal Warner, best known for his role as Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Police in Costa Rica say Warner drowned at a beach in Limon after being caught by a high current. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new bombshell in the Madison uncounted ballots saga. When former clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell was on vacation after the election in November and the uncounted ballots were not being dealt with, she was baking cookies and asking staff from the clerk's office to help deliver them. That's according to new reporting from VoteBeat. The first batch of missing ballots was found shortly after the election in November. The second was found in early December. Witzel-Bell was on vacation for nearly a month after Election Day and didn't alert anyone about the uncounted ballots until December 18th. Members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission have repeatedly said if someone took charge, at least some of those 193 ballots could have been counted in time. Well, now we know what Witzel-Bell was doing on vacation. VoteBeat reports Witzel-Bell invited the clerk's office staff to a cookie decorating extravaganza on December 7th. For weeks, she'd reportedly been baking 100 different types of cookies. It also says Witzel-Bell reserved city vehicles and suggested her staff use them to deliver cookies to local libraries. The Wisconsin Elections Commission just approved its investigation into the missing ballots last week. It determined Witzel-Bell violated the law. Over and over, commissioners have made it clear that while accidents happen, they're most disturbed by the fact that after those ballots were found, nothing really happened for more than a month. Their investigation is thousands of pages long and includes more than a dozen depositions. The cookie stuff never came up. And when VoteBeat told Commissioner Don Millis about it, he was shocked to learn that when Witzel-Bell was on vacation for almost a month, she was actually right here in town, even spending time with staff from the clerk's office. All while people's votes went uncounted. We have the full story on our website. Just head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy, pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI with two outs. You know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defensive.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A hazy sunshine today with high temperatures scraping the low 80s and an east breeze. Become partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and storms early tomorrow morning. And then a few more expected through the overnight into Wednesday. That's when the heat cranks up and highs hit the 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach and Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Summers, on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. It's Monday, July 21st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Glad to be back with you after a great, great trip last week with our friends, our colleagues, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach of Matinair on Air. You can hear them every morning from 9 until 11. Went to Oshkosh Bagosh, then went to beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin, right above Park Falls, and then drove west over to Hayward. Was a good time had by all, as my former social studies teacher Ken Lewis is fond of saying. Many thanks to all of our fine sponsors, including Signature Sign in Butternut, Wisconsin, and proprietor Glenn Wagner. Also, Fanatical Fish Art Gallery in Studios, and the great Kelly Meredith, great artisan, great host. And also to Northern Lena's Northern Pines Resort, and the wonderful Lena Matola, owner proprietor there, where Greg and Jane and I stayed for a couple of nights just outside of Park Falls on Butternut Lake. At Northern Pines. Now, here at Northern Pines, here's what you got. A great host in Lena. You've got a great restaurant and bar, right? You can sit at the bar and look right onto Butternut Lake. Nothing Ooh. I like better than a bar where you can look out onto the lake.
Me too.
Right? They've got a horseshoe pit there. There was a horseshoe tournament going on. You've got a Three Seasons bar and porch area, so you can go out there the spring, summer, and fall and be at a bar and sit down and have dinner there. They have a great salad bar, make homemade soups every night, all your favorite northern Wisconsin specialties, everything from steak to fish to a sandwich. It's great. It's fantastic food and service. And then you can stay there if you want at one of their great cabins. Our cabin had 3 bedrooms, a bathroom, a kitchen, great living room. Our sliding glass doors looked right out onto Butternut Lake. Have pontoons there. You can either rent alone as a standalone item, or if you stay there, you can add that on to your trip. We got to go out on a pontoon. That was great. A Butternut Lake. Very, very relaxing. And then they sell you firewood right there for a couple of bucks. I brought the firewood over, and our friend and colleague, it wasn't me building the fire. It wasn't Greg Bach building the fire. No. It was Jane Matinair. Now, here is a legend in broadcasting in Wisconsin, spent 40 years and still going strong, by the way, in the Milwaukee area on radio. She's done it all. She's seen it all. A pioneer in her field, Jane Matinair. And you think, well, that's more than enough right there. The woman can host, she can produce, she can interview, She can make you laugh, has one of the greatest laughs in radio. And you think, well, that's enough. But no. She is also a fire builder. She likes to build the fire and then mess around in the fire.
You probably fit right in at Boy Scout camp when the leaders aren't looking.
Really? Yeah. She likes to mess around with the fire. It's fantastic. So we had a great time. So many thanks to Lena's Northern Pines Resort for hosting us, Fanatical Fish Art Gallery in studio, and Signature Sign for just some of our great sponsors up there on our big tour. So great to be back in the studio today. Zomers and I are enjoying some of the fudge from one of the fudge and candy shops, Trembley Sweet Shop, up there in Hayward. Coming up later on this hour, going to have Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, who is on his way to Green Bay to cover the opening of the Packers training camp on Wednesday. We'll talk to Clemens about that and also the Brewers' win streak at 10. Hottest team in baseball, tied with the Cubs for the National League Central Division, and I believe tied with the Cubs and the Tigers, Detroit, for the best team in baseball. They take on, the Brewers do, the Seattle Mariners tonight at 8:05 local time in Wisconsin. That's when the broadcast starts. I'm assuming the first pitch will be thrown at around 8:35 local time in Wisconsin. This is not good news if you're a guy like me in the Gomez, if I want to listen to that whole game a late night, but do it and stay up. It's great news if you're a young buck like my favorite youngest godson, Jason, who lives out in the Seattle area. And I messaged him this morning and said, Jace, are you going to go watch? Because Mizorowski, the Miz, is scheduled to pitch in Seattle tomorrow night. I think Woodruff is on the mound tonight. He said, we're going to both games. He's got some buddies out there. They're all going with their Brewers jerseys. They're going to cheer on the Brewers out there in Seattle tonight. So be listening tonight on the Milwaukee Brewer Radio Network and right here on many stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WCQM in beautiful Park Falls, where we just were, and also our newest Brewer affiliate, WBZH in beautiful Hayward, where we just were as well. So looking forward to that. We'll talk more about Clemens about the Brewers and the Packers coming up at the tail end, the last segment here this hour. I have my Milwaukee Brewers Bob Uecker jersey on tonight to bring them a little luck to keep this big win streak going. Coming up in a minute, going to talk about Wisconsin's state budget. Certainly a lot of things I didn't like about the budget, but here's one I did and do. $5 million to preserve Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin estate. Talk about that and the economic impact. But right now, coming up on 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voices heard across the Civic Media Radio Network, all 11 news, sports, and talk network stations. Glad to have you. And by the way, always happy to have you as a sponsor, a partner. Reach out at civicmedia.us, our website, and we'll get you involved. Great to have you along. All right. Here now, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. Because I think during the summer, people have more time to gossip. Am I wrong about that, Zomers?
I think you're right.
People, you know, they got their, you know, some people have longer, they have vacations, they get together. And often, not to say that there was any gossiping going on last week as Greg and Jane and I traveled around the state. No, that didn't happen at all. But some people do gossip.
You know, if the movie's called I Know What You Did Last Summer, not I Know What You Did Last Winter.
Right, exactly. So there's gossiping and there's gaslighting. So the category today, what's worse, gossip or gaslighting? Gossip or gaslighting? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
I think before we get too far into this, we should define gaslighting because people use it way too broadly.
I think that you took the words right out of my mouth. So we're going to turn to our
Dictionary Thesaurus Extraordinaire here at the All Balls Show, Mr. Aaron Sommers, to give us a Merriam-Webster definition. Sommers, what is gaslighting?
The gaslighting definition in Merriam-Webster is psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, and typically leads to confusion, loss of confidence and self-esteem, uncertainty of one's emotional or mental stability, and a dependency on the perpetrator. To make that, to say that in English, yes. In plain English, it is confusing somebody and making them, like, telling them, that's not how it happened. It was right. This. Or, like, this was your idea. You know, just basically lying to them and stating it as fact until they feel like they have to believe you because they can't trust themselves anymore.
Right. And I'm just going to use the political example here. There have been multiple times already during the second Trump administration where President Trump has said, look, that happened. Biden did that. This is all Biden's fault. This happened during Biden. And the latest one was the Fed chairman, Powell. And I was last week when this happened while we were traveling around the state. You know, I don't like to talk a lot of politics when we're traveling around, but so I didn't talk about it last week. But it was where Donald Trump said verbatim that Powell, the Fed chairman, was nominated by Joe Biden. No, he was nominated by Biden. And then another cut clearly showed at the White House when Donald Trump nominated Powell as the Fed chairman. So that's the example there when Trump says, well, that happened under Biden. And it's clearly a lie, clearly false, but he says it with such definitiveness that people start questioning their own memories and get very confused. Is that a good example?
I think so. I think he gaslights people a lot. Now, I don't know if he's always doing it intentionally. I think sometimes he forgets what he did.
Right.
But a lot of the time, I think it is intentional. He's like, nope, that wasn't them. Or
right.
All that good stuff, that was me. Or like all that bad stuff, that was them. You can't trust them. They're the swamp. I'm right. An outsider. I'm the businessman. I know what's happening.
So there you go. Thank you very much, Sommers, for that. We have some definitions and terms. So what's worse, gossip or gaslighting? Gossip or gaslighting? Well, we talked 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. It takes less than a minute. It is free. The Civic Media app is what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Text us there. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? Maybe if you have time to go to break, dial up the old hee-haw song. We don't go around spreading rumors. So you better be sure and listen close the first time.
Yeah.
I forget what that segment's called. But hee-haw used to say, you know, that's gossiping. That's when people get together and say, you know, this is who's sleeping with who. And why I heard that, you know, this person did this. That's gossiping. Gaslighting is what Sommers said, just simply saying, you know, things are patently false to try to convince you that it's something else. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? Cam, listening in Appleton, says gaslighting is 100% worse. Stating facts and then, hang on a second, and then I think he's moving around. We'll find it for one second. Stating facts and then getting told you are wrong repeatedly over the course of 9-ish months for a specific example. Sounds very specific. Casper, listening here in Madison, says gaslighting for sure is worse. It says a lot more about the person doing it than it does about their victims. Totally agree on that one. Whistler, out in Richland Center, giving us a call, 855-752-4842. Whistler, you got 1 minute. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting?
I think gaslighting is worse from the standpoint that people get in trouble over that.
Right.
Gossiping, that's just not right.
Yeah, right.
You keep other people's thoughts and what they do. You should keep them to yourself.
Right.
You know, and not tell everybody else because if you don't know it's true, don't say anything.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. If you can't say anything nice, as Eleanor Roosevelt once said, come sit next to me. No, I'm just kidding. That's a real quote, by the way, from Eleanor Roosevelt. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? We'll come back and discuss it more. Take your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. More What's Worse straight ahead. It's the All Ball Show from Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Where is she answering? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. Love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
Oh, wait. No, you were looking for Gossip Girls.
Yes.
Okay, my bad. That's this one.
1st time.
Welcome back to the Todd Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well done, Zommers. Well done. That from one of my favorite all-time shows, Hee Haw, on CBS. My favorite line is, we don't go around spreading gossip, so you better be sure and listen close the first time.
Yeah, you'll never hear one of us repeating gossip.
That's right. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steve, listening on our great station, WFHR, in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. We've been there and done the show there. Steve, thanks for calling in. Steve, gossip or gaslighting? What's worse?
Yeah, I think surface level has got to be gaslighting, but when we literally delve further into it, gossip actually can ruin lives and really, really kind of ruin everything. So I'm going to say gossip is worse if it's really bad gossip.
Oh, that's very true, right? I mean, if it's something really hurtful, right? If you're lying, if you're gossiping about somebody having an affair or somebody's married and it's simply not true or whatever, I mean, that could cause a lot of pain and hurt. There's nothing funny about that, certainly.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And like I said, that surface level gaslighting is definitely you know, that's never a good gaslight situation. Mm-hmm. Gossip can be kind of humorous. Gaslighting's never funny. So,
yeah. Well thought out. Well said, Steve. Appreciate your listenership up there in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, or as they say, just simply Rapids. Great community up there, Wisconsin Rapids. Great station, WFHR. Appreciate everybody in central Wisconsin there listening in. What's worse, gossip or gaslighting? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now, Tony Zimmerman, our very own Tony Zimmerman, who does all of our reels and stuff, our video, he's going to get me in trouble. First, he says, gaslighting is worse. Feels way more manipulative. Everybody has dealt with gossip. And then he goes on to say, speaking of gossiping, did you hear Pat Kreitlow is actually bald and he wears a toupee? Yes, that's right. Tony is putting out there that Pat wears a piece.
Hold on. Let me put that in the fact-checking machine.
That is
false.
That is untrue. I've spent a lot of time with Pat Kreitlow. I can tell you that his wonderful coif of hair is very, very real. There is no peace involved. There's no Letterman used to do a thing on the Late Show, and hopefully we get time to talking about Colbert here before we're out of here today. Letterman used to do a piece called "Hair Piece, No Hair Piece." It was fantastic, and he'd have people come out. He'd have guys come out, and he and Paul would guess whether or not the guy that came out from behind the curtain had a hair piece. Or not, or whether it was real. It was a great bit. I really enjoyed it. Hairpiece, no hairpiece. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, gossiping or gaslighting? Heather, our on-site production person, better known as my sister, says gaslighting is way worse. Manipulating truth is so dangerous. That's a key word. Gossip, many times, is truth, but behind closed doors. Not great, but sometimes true. See, I agree 100% with her. Is it really gossiping if it's true?
Yeah, I think, here's my stance on it. Uh-huh. You know, I'm watching the show Gossip Girl right now, the intro of which
really?
I played at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love it so much because I can't help but love drama. I, you know, I like to think that I don't,
as
but
if
I do.
We don't have enough around here.
But I have to say, as demonstrated by that show and real life, you don't have to worry about either gossiping or gaslighting if you just tell the damn truth.
Well, right there. That's well said, Summers. That's absolutely well said. What's worse, gossiping or gaslighting? Barb, listening in Waukesha, WAUK, gaslighting is worse because it's emotionally abusive, because it's repetitive and intentionally manipulative. Gossip is gossip. Well said. Agree with that. Brett, listening in beautiful Brown Deer on AUK, says gaslighting is more nefarious, but gossip is more prevalent, but gaslighting is worse. Cameron Appleton said, Todd has learned nothing from Days of Our Lives. I didn't watch Days of Our Lives. I watched As the World Turns and Young and the Restless, and occasionally Bold and the Beautiful. Len in Madison, gaslighting is worse. Gossiping causes social injury. Gaslighting causes social and...
psychological.
Social, yeah, and psychological injury. What else do we hear? Brian in Madison and MDX says, gaslighting is manipulation. Well said on that one for sure. I think we got all the text in here. Zomers, quickly, gaslighting or gossiping?
Yeah, I think gaslighting is worse just because the intent is to destroy somebody's sense of reality as opposed to, I mean, spreading rumors can be dangerous, but destroying someone's grip on reality, that's messed up.
Yeah, I agree. I think that gaslighting is overall worse because of manipulation and it's just repeating something that's patently not true. So there you go. Grant was a great addition. And I particularly like the artwork today. For those watching the stream, gossiping is like colonial women sitting around gossiping. And is that Katharine Hepburn, a young Katharine Hepburn?
I am uncertain.
Who is that on the gaslighting one? Anyway, that was a lot more. What's worse tomorrow on the show? Looking forward to that. So tune in to tomorrow. I'll give you a little hint. It involves breakfast food. Breakfast food for what's worse tomorrow. A syrupy edition. A sappy edition. Of what's worse tomorrow. All right, come on back. I want to get into this a little bit. Lots of things that I said I did not like in the recently past Wisconsin state budget. But here's one great story by Ann Kleiber from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Frank Lloyd Wright Taliesin estate, which is good. Come on back. We'll discuss it. Stay with us on the Civic Media Ready Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Big summer grilling holiday is now past us, but what does that mean for the meat industry? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and DACAP meat and livestock specialist Jeff Swenson says that we are seeing something unique within these meat markets after the holiday.
It's interesting because we typically would see beef and pork demand change. I wouldn't say that it necessarily goes down, but we move on the beef side, we typically move away from those whole muscle cuts after the 4th of July. So we're not grilling ribeyes and T-bones. People tend to eat less, eat lighter meals after the 4th of July. And that means that grilling out changes. It's a lot more hamburgers, hot dogs, bratwurst, things like that. Especially in Wisconsin, we really like our sausages. With that said, beef demand domestically and pork demand, for that matter, have stayed very, very strong coming out of the holidays.
Swenson says that another unique aspect being seen is the lamb market. It's holding strong due to finding a new market in the Bahamas. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news next.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be celebrating their 7th anniversary. And as part of this celebration, from Thursday, July 24th through Saturday, July 26th, kids 18 and under will get in free. In other news, Compere Home has awarded $2,500 to the Brownsville Fire Company. They are doing this to honor those that partake in selfless acts every day to keep others safe. With a look at your agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
A hazy sunshine today with high temperatures scraping the low 80s and an east breeze. Become partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and storms early tomorrow morning. And then a few more expected through the overnight into Wednesday. That's when the heat cranks up and highs hit the 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
On our next show, John and Gordy will have more idiocracy than you can stand at 6:35 in the morning.
I can't wait, and I have a note here. Trump says we have to change the name of the show.
Right here on 92.7 WMDX or the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Tahlil Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, July 21st. Coming up before this half hour is out, our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens. He's driving up to Green Bay. Here's how great Clemens is. He says, look, I got you covered when I texted him this morning. He said, the Brewers are on a hot streak. Nobody can give us the inside better than you. And also the Packers starting their training camp on Wednesday. Clemens is on the road, but he says, I'll pull over somewhere safely. I'll pop on. I said, you don't have to. He goes, no, I'm happy to do it. That's how great Mike Clemens is. So a little bit later on, we're going to hear from Mike Clemens, literally on the road on both the Brewers and the Packers. The Brewers try to extend their winning streak to 11 games tonight on the road against the Seattle Mariners. Broadcast kicks off across many of these stations at 8:05, first pitch at 8:35. Mike Clemens will be along and talk about that. What was that song you were playing there, Zomers, coming in?
Dirty Laundry by Don Henley, because I feel like it fits both What's Worse and one of our current topics about Colbert.
Oh, all right. Very good. I like that. Dirty Laundry. Yeah, we're going to get to Colbert in a minute, but first, not so much breaking. It happened a couple hours ago here. I forgot to mention this earlier in the show, but some very sad news for those of us who grew up at a certain time from the entertainment world. Dateline San Jose, Costa Rica, according to the Associated Press, Malcolm Jamal Warner, the actor who played the teenage son Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, has died at the age of 54 in an accidental drowning in Costa Rica, according to authorities. Costa Rica's Judicial Investigation Department said today that Warner drowned yesterday afternoon on a beach on Costa Rica's Caribbean coast. He was swimming at Playa Cocles in Limon Province when a current pulled him deeper into the ocean. Quote, he was rescued by people on the beach, unquote, according to the department's initial report. But first responders from Costa Rica's Red Cross found him without vital signs, and he was taken to the morgue. Warner created many memorable TV moments etched into the memories of Generation X children and their parents, including a pilot episode argument with Bill Cosby's Cliff Huxtable about money and an ear piercing he tries to hide from his dad. His Theo was the only son among four daughters in the household of Cliff Huxtable and Felicia Rashad's Claire Huxtable on the NBC sitcom. And he was to be one of the prime representations of America's teenage boyhood on a show that was most popular in America for much of its run, from 1984 to 1992. He played the role for 8 seasons in all 197 episodes, winning an Emmy nomination for Supporting Actor in a Comedy back in 1986. For many, the lasting image of the character end of Warner is him wearing a badly botched mock designer shirt sewed by his sister Denise, played by Lisa Bonet. Again, headline at this hour, Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played the teenage son Theo on The Cosby Show, has died at the age of 54 in an accidental drowning in Costa Rica. Zomers, I too young, probably didn't watch The Cosby Show.
Yeah, not really. Just a little bit.
And but with, Bill Cosby is a subject for another day, yeah. But got himself into a lot of trouble. And so you don't see a lot of reruns of The Cosby Show anymore on cable television, probably for that reason. But Malcolm Jamal Warner, a beloved character actor, and only at the age of 54, having spent a lot of time in Central America, I can tell you that there are certain places where the rip tides along the coast are really strong. And if you're not careful, if you don't know what you're doing, you know, you can be taken out to sea pretty easily. So certainly thinking of his family at this hour. 39 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Want to get to this great story by Anna Kleiber in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, I spent some time beaten up a little bit on the recently passed bipartisan state budget signed by Governor Tony Evers, but here's something I want to pass on that's good. According to the Journal Sentinel, a $5 million allocation in the newly signed state budget will support restoration and preservation work at famed American architect Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin Estate, a top Wisconsin tourism attraction. Carrie Rodemaker, executive director of Taliesin Preservation, Inc., told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that investment from the state will help restore major structures, expand accessibility, and allow for future generations to visit and enjoy the property. Quote, "This was his laboratory, his experimentation, a way that tested materials, tested ideas, tested design, so that he would later use and implement for commissions for different clients," Rodemaker said of Wright. Went on to say, quote, "So it's a big, wonderful challenge to get these buildings and resources that they need." Located 2.5 miles south of Spring Green in beautiful southwest Wisconsin, Taliesin draws more than 30,000 annual visitors from all 50 states and nearly 60 countries. In 2024, Taliesin generated nearly $4 million in regional economic impact in southwestern Wisconsin, according to a press release from the Taliesin Preservation, Inc. and the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. Governor Evers said in a statement to the Journal Sentinel that Taliesin positively contributes to Wisconsin's tourism industry and economy and serves as, quote, "a testament to the arts and architecture," unquote, in the state. $5 million going to Taliesin in southwest Wisconsin. I think this is great. Grew up in Richland Center, the hometown with the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, although he didn't necessarily care a lot for Richland Center, I don't think, but that's where he was born. The last remaining work that he commissioned there, the A.D. German Warehouse, still stands. A local committee now owns that and is working on some preservation. Parts of it are now open to the public. Encourage you to check it out. A.D. German Warehouse and Richland Center. And when I was the Chamber of Commerce director there 25 years ago, we had people from all over the world that were trying to get in. Then they have busloads of people. He's very big, Frank Lloyd Wright, in Japan in particular. You'd have busloads of Japanese tourists that would go to Taliesin and Spring Green, then drive up a half an hour to Richland Center simply to stand outside and take pictures of the A.D. German Warehouse. Also spent a little time on the Preservation Foundation board of Taliesin. It's a great organization, great economic impact for Wisconsin, and I applaud Governor Evers and the bipartisan group to pass the state budget for this $5 million to put towards preservation of Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin Estate in beautiful Spring Green. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing there, and all of Wisconsin benefits because Frank Lloyd Wright is a big commodity around the world, quite frankly. All right, I want to get to this. I know our friends Jay Matinera and Greg Bach talked a little bit about this on the road after this broke last week. We had a blessing of guests on the road, so we didn't get to this last week. But I want to address this because, as they say, I was shook. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I was shook, Zomers. And also when I heard this, when CBS, Paramount Global, CBS announced the cancellation of the Colbert Show over last week. I want to play what Colbert said on his show because tonight is going to be the first show that Colbert does live after this announcement. So here's what Colbert said on his show last week on the last live show. They actually recorded what they did. They do two shows on Thursday. They do Thursdays and Fridays. So Friday's show is always pre-recorded. So after they did the shows last Thursday, Colbert kept the audience there, and he said, okay, we're going to do an alternate opening now. So the audience didn't know what was coming. And he did this in one take. And this was the announcement last Thursday.
Oh, hey, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Senator Adam Schiff was my guest. We harmonized on Seven Bridges Road. What a voice. I cried. But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. And I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us. Every night, in here, out there, all around the world, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. I'm grateful to share the stage with this band, these artists over here every night. And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here. We get to do this show. We get to do this show for each other, every day, all day. And I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. And let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it. And it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
We're going to lock in.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Y'all ready? Okay. That's all I wanted to say. Dante, let's do the show. Jazz Cowboy, plop it on the poof.
That was Stephen Colbert on The Late Show on CBS last week on Thursday. And again, he did that entire show. They taped the entire show, and the audience had no idea until after they got done with the taping, and they said, hey, we're going to make an alternate cold open. And I guess Colbert, he did several, like, surprise, like, oh, hey there. I guess he did that a few times, but then once he got into the actual announcement, he did that all in one take. And for those people that were in the room, they've been telling different sources and tweeting out that Colbert went over to his wife, who was sitting there on the set. She was kind of wiping away tears, and they hugged, and he walked off, and then everybody was ushered out, and that was that. Been a lot of speculation on whether CBS... So Paramount Global is trying to merge with Skydance in a multi-billion dollar agreement, which is subject to the Federal Communication Commission, which is controlled by Trump. Of course, CBS has already agreed to mediation to pay out millions of dollars in a settlement to Trump over a 60 minutes interview with former Vice President Kamala Harris last year. They claimed that it was, the Trump folks did, that it was edited to make it sound different. It wasn't. That's just fact. But CBS, like ABC, who also had a multi-million dollar settlement to Trump over a George Stephanopoulos interview, also decided to settle. So there's speculation on whether, in order to get this merger between Paramount Global and Skydance done, did Trump's folks say, well, you got to cancel Colbert? There is some great information on a site I follow called LateNighter.com. Headline, CBS reportedly lost $40 million on Colbert's Late Show last year. Not enough time to get into this right now, but back in 2018, Puck reported that in all of late night, 2018, all of late night combined generated $438 million in advertising revenue. By 2023, that number had been cut in half and continued to fall. I think there's something to that. I also think there's something to the fact that there was pressure put on. Look, Colbert is still on the air until May. Tune in tonight because it's his last show, or it's his first show since all this was put out there. Stay tuned. Mike Clemens is next on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A muskie lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is,
I'm hungry.
You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather, and then a check of sports by a great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie is out today, but a great fill-in host, a regular fill-in host in the guest chair, Matt Rothschild, will be here, and you don't want to miss that Matt Rothschild immediately after our show, followed by Pete Schwab, who I understand Zomers will be in studio.
That he will.
With one of our other good friends, John Roach, tonight. So check out Schwab from 6 until 8 tonight on Nightline. All right, speaking of Mike Clemens, nobody knows it better. Nobody gets it done more often for us, and we always appreciate it when he makes time. Here's what kind of a guy he is. He is pulled over safely now, I hope, to join us here to talk a little Brewers and Packers. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike, thanks a lot for doing this.
Hey, Todd, on Capitol Drive in Milwaukee, just past the courthouse. I've been listening to the show on AM 540 in the Milwaukee area. That's one of your affiliates, WAUK, coming in loud and clear. And I'm headed to Green Bay because training camp now is going to start on Wednesday, but I need a day to get back in there and set up. You know why? Because one of the big stories you're going to hear Wednesday, it's not the Elgton Jenkins contract or how Jordan Love looks with, Matthew Golden, the first round. You know what it's going to be?
What?
The Packers' new locker room.
Yes, right?
They've put millions. They've totally blew up the locker room they've had for the last 20 years. And I got to do an interview with Ed Policy, the new incoming president and CEO. And so some of his people were around there, and I kind of got a little advanced description. A lot of LED lighting, a lot of bigger lockers. They don't have those, whenever you hear me do interviews with Jordan Love or the Packers players in the locker room, you hear this banging noise.
Right.
Because they had this heavy wooden door that was the seat of their locker where they could store their shoes and stuff. So that's gone, so it's not so noisy. But much brighter lighting, which is good for TV. And then all kinds of ports, like for cell phones.
Oh, sure.
For all their electronics. Mm-hmm. And then I'm telling Andrew that from the PR staff of the Brewers, because we're looking around, because that's what the Brewers did to their clubhouse a year ago. Like, wonder where they got that idea.
Right. Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And now, is Jordan Love a newlywed yet, Mike? Has he got married? Are they talking about that?
Got married to Ronica a couple of weeks ago in California.
Were you there?
And no, I was not.
What's going on? Why weren't you on the list, Clemens?
Yeah, there's reasons why. No. But I know some of his teammates were there, like Rashid Walker's left tackle. But, we'll get some more details from him on that. He did a youth football camp we went to the other day. We just kind of talked a little bit about the program and how he's raising funds for Hands of Life. But, yeah, he's married to Ronica Stone. She's a professional volleyball player, and he's got a ring on there. And then, of course, the joke is, we know what the next ring is you got to add to that collection, right?
It's going to be Mike Clemens playing Bob Eubanks and the newlywed game up at Lambeau Field this week. Any other quick updates on the Packers training camp kicking off on Wednesday, Mike, before you change over to Brewers?
We're going to watch for this Elton Jenkins contract. He's the player that's moving from left guard to center, and if there's any other things like that, he may be what they call a hold-in. Mm-hmm. He's starting out on the non-football injury PUP list, a physically unable to perform list. But, when we get into this camp, it's looking for Jordan Love to not only mesh with their new receiver, Matthew Golden, but the existing ones like Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks. Can they take that to the next level?
Yeah, can't wait. Nobody reports it better than you. You're going to be there and bring us all the information on Packers training camp on Wednesday. But first, Mike Clemens, kicking off tonight, nobody hotter in baseball than our Milwaukee Brewers. They take on the Seattle Mariners, kick off the broadcast at 8:05 across many of these network stations, and first pitch at 8:35 Wisconsin time. It's a late one, but how exciting is Milwaukee?
The Dodgers spent $320 million on their payroll. The Brewers are about $112 million. I mean, you talk about David and Goliath. And when the Dodgers were in Milwaukee, I went to Dave Roberts, their manager's office, after every game. And, you could see these guys are a little worn out. Their bullpen has been hurt, so that's set them back. But it's the old kind of the case of the fat cats. The guys are making $40 million, and they're probably worrying about the addition of their houses, as opposed to Caleb Durbin, who's saying, how can I get a 4-year contract out of this deal?
Right.
So there's a lot more effort going on with this young Brewers club.
Love that manager Pat Murphy called him the average Joes this weekend.
Average Joe,
right?
Yeah, he says, I doubt that anybody in L.A., and especially, because we also learned that the Dodgers have a contingency of about 15 to 20 reporters from Japan. Japan follows the Dodgers. NHK Network was there. And it's like, I'll bet you these people don't even know half of our roster. They do now, though. They do now.
No, I think it's just exciting. Brewers going for their 11th win in a row tonight in Seattle. Seattle looking, they're second or so in their division.
What? They're a good team.
Yeah, they're a decent team.
They've got some sluggers and all that, but the Brewers just keep on, chipping away with getting a guy on base, stealing a base, being aware and not striking out, making these guys pitch. They wear out bullpens. And that's what Dave Roberts said of them. He goes, that's an aggressive team, man. And, Murphy is utilizing that young roster the way he should.
I love the scrappiness of the Brewers right now and the way they're getting it done. And looking forward to that game out in Seattle. They're back home this weekend, right?
Yeah, back home this weekend. And then they got that big anniversary, 25th anniversary of Miller Park, a derby, home run derby with Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun coming back. So a lot of excitement going on in Milwaukee. I may have to do some driving back and forth from the training camp to the ballpark, right?
Wouldn't you tell me that, say, you're like 6 weeks you're packing to be on the road?
I will be in Green Bay essentially until Labor Day. I mean, this is hard knocks time, man.
I know.
Every day there's something going on.
You're on the. Well, we're doing the show up in Green Bay on Friday, so maybe we can work something out. We get together with you on Friday.
We'll swing by after practice, Todd.
Thank you a lot, Mike Clemens. Nobody does it better. A great sports reporter reporting live on the way to Green Bay on the road. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you. Drive safe.
You bet, pal.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike Clemens, everybody. Many thanks to Zommers as well, all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Matt Rothschild fell in for Maggie Dawn next. We'll be back here tomorrow talking about a very serious subject, the increase of death by suicide of Wisconsin seniors, and we'll lighten things up with what's worse as well. Until then, Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Go Brew Crew. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli ground troops for the first time today pushing further into areas of central Gaza City where several aid groups are based. It comes after more than 70 Palestinians were killed in the latest attempt trying to reach aid sites. Israel also carried out strikes hitting Gaza's only Catholic church last week, along with strikes on Syria's capital. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump was surprised by both.
He was caught off guard by the bombing in Syria and also the bombing of a Catholic church in Gaza, which, as you know, I addressed at my briefing last week. And in both accounts, the president quickly called the prime minister to rectify those situations.
The White House still pushing for a ceasefire deal. A Canadian father pleaded not guilty to murder in the death of his 9-year-old daughter. Police in upstate New York say Luciano Fratolin and his daughter Melina were driving from New York City to Montreal when they stopped in the Lake George area, and he called police faking her kidnapping. Authorities found her body in a shallow grave. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed for the day. This is ABC News.